Hi everyone, my name is Jen Looper. I'm an Education Cloud Advocate Lead at Microsoft, and today I'm going to walk you through how to use the Vue CLI to create an app using Vue.js components. A great way to build an application with Vue is to break it down into components. So you can create components as a JavaScript file, or, which is more common in a Vue application, you can create single file components, what we call SFCs, and these are files with a .vue extension. An SFC is comprised of up to three parts. There's a template block, a script block, and a style block, made up of JavaScript, HTML markup, and CSS for styling. Since a browser can't read this file directly, it has to be bundled by a tool, which in Vue is Webpack. By using the Vue CLI, you can set up an application to use SFCs and bundle them using Webpack into an application. And you can do all of your development locally using a dev server. Let's learn how. The Vue CLI allows you to bootstrap all the elements your application needs right from the command line or your terminal. So I like to use my Visual Studio Code terminal so I don't have to leave my favorite IDE. So before starting, make sure you have the proper installations in place. You're going to need Node and NPM and the Vue CLI. So let's just make sure we have everything in place. In my terminal, I'm going to type node-v, and it tells me my version of Node. Let's check NPM-v. That's my version of NPM. And then if I needed to install the Vue CLI, I would type NPM install, and I do it globally. @vue/CLI. Now I already have it installed, so I'm just going to make sure that my version is up to date. So it's vue --version. And it tells me that my CLI is at this version. So what we're going to do now is create a Vue application, a Vue 3 application in the terminal. And you can choose the defaults, but let's look at the choices you're given. So I'm going to type Vue create my app. And it's going to give me some choices. So I'm able to use the default of the version, which is Vue 2, and that includes Babel and ESLint. And Babel is used to convert newer JavaScript syntax to be supported by older browsers. And ESLint is a linter, so it allows you to keep your code nice and tidy. Or I could select the Vue 3 preview, and that includes Vue 3 as the version and Babel and ESLint. But I'm going to go ahead and I want to create a dead simple app. So I'm just going to go ahead and manually select my features. I'm going to go and deselect Babel and the linter and just go ahead and choose the version. So what I want to do is I want to do a Vue 3 version, and I'm going to keep everything in the dedicated config files. I don't really want to set this as a preset. So now it's going to go ahead and create this dead simple app without Babel or linting using the Vue 3 preview. And once the CLI is finished, it will allow me to take a look at my new app. So I've successfully created the project called My App. And to get started, I would cd into my app. I'd change directories into My App. And then I would do npm run serve. And we're going to do that in our next video.